This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
BJ and Jamie.
The next time Jamie and I do a contract around here, which will be, you know, 3 or 4 years down the road, we want to get the agent that Russell Wilson has.
No kidding.
Because that guy's good. I'm telling you, he's good. Here's a guy that's gone out and worked another deal for Russell Wilson. As you know, he was here with the Broncos, and we owe him a buku of money. We still owe this guy $32 million.
Who did that deal? What a dumb deal.
Walmart. He didn't even play a game.
Walmart
did that deal.
I mean, it's just so crazy because we had a whole, whatever you want, Russell. What was the total deal? Do you remember?
It was $125 million, I think it was. Something like that. It was big.
Yeah, we thought, he's going to be our guy, and now he takes off, and we still have to pay him off. Yeah.
We have a salary cap of $32 million still attached to Russell Wilson.
$242 million?
Is that what it was? $242?
It was a five-year, $242 million contract.
That is stupid.
Yeah, and when they cut in, they were on the hook for like $100 million of it.
And he came here as a has-been.
Yeah.
Making that kind of money. I'm telling you, I want this agent. I really do.
No kidding.
He's good. He's good to get that kind of deal for Russell Wilson. Come on.
Didn't he just join somebody else? Like, isn't he moving around?
That's what I was going to mention here, that it was announced. That's why he's back in the news, is because it was announced yesterday that his agent has cut another deal. This time he's going to the New York Giants. He's going to sign with the New York Giants. I think he's already done it. For $25 million. For 1 year.
Will he even play?
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They suck.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not good.
So adding a subpar quarterback to that team is a kind of a step up, I think.
Schmidl, how old are you?
I'm 35.
So just think about this. This guy's 36, making $242 million.
Man.
Plus another 30 on top of that.
Yeah.
And he's only 1 year older than you.
Yeah.
I did that my whole life. I would always be like, Ryan Seacrest, my same age. And looking at him.
He's going to make $50 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, $10 million's guaranteed from the Giants, okay, of the $25 million. But all he's got to do is make a couple of passes here and there and start a couple of games, and he'll get the rest of the money. $50 million
he's going to make. The Giants might draft Shador, though.
Okay. Well, he still gets the money. The point is, he still gets the money.
Yeah, okay? But I see what you're saying. That would be pretty interesting, wouldn't it?
No, I would think Shador would beat Russell out.
Yeah, and not only that, but I mean, the thing is, like, those two knowing the Colorado connection, right?
Yeah, that would be like,
ooh.
I think Russell Wilson's in the mindset that he doesn't really care if he sits on the bench
or not.
Right.
No, yeah,
I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
He is in the twilight of his career. He's out to make as much money as he can make, and that's what he's doing. And he doesn't care one way or the other if he plays.
You don't get injured if you're a backup and you're making $10.5 million. That's pretty sweet.
And then you get a Shador in there and you become his mentor. You know, as you say, they got the Colorado connection. He's fine with that, and I'm sure Sierra's fine with that.
Well, yeah, and I'm gonna sit on the bench for $10 million. You bet your sweet ass.
All I have to do is show up and look good.
Yeah. I mean, you reach a point when you're an athlete like he is, you reach a point where you don't have to have the limelight anymore. No. You just need the paycheck.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm for it.
And he's already got a Super Bowl, so it doesn't matter that. Yeah.
Hasn't he closed up all those stores here in town?
I just know that there's one at the airport, but nobody's in it.
Never. There was one at Park Meadows, and that didn't last long.
I think they just closed the one at the airport,
too. Oh, did they?
I think I saw that about a month ago.
It was there. It was open last time I went there.
Yeah, it was open last time I was there, too. But that's what, and I came back, and I told you guys, there was nobody. The lady was just standing at the doors.
Yeah, they look angry.
They do look angry.
They just hate their lives.
At least at the other places, people are going in and out.
Yeah.
That lady was just standing at the doorway like, God, I'm so bored.
You're working a six-hour shift. You can only look at your phone for so long, you know?
Yeah. It's been bad.
It's not going to stay open.
No.
No, just a matter of time.
That rent's got to be outrageous.
Yeah, I saw a month ago where they announced that it was closing, but I don't know when it's going to close.
Yeah, who knows?
But who knows? Who cares for him, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Who cares if you have a store at the airport? Yeah. You're making $50 million this year. I can't get over it. To do nothing.
Nothing, I tell you.
All you got to do is put on equipment.
How many kids do they have?
Three?
Because he has,
because
the one is the stepson
one from,
with who, like Offset
future.
Or something.
Yeah, future.
I knew it was some dumb name.
By the way, if Shador gets drafted by them, or even if Russell Wilson plays, the Giants come here to play the Broncos this year.
Oh, that's
so.
That'd be cool.
Either way, that quarterback will be back here to play in Mile High.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's part of the plan this year.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.